From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A military spokesman tells reporters Wednesday Iraqi troops killed 8 Islamic State militants in the newly recaptured neighborhood of Khojaly in Mosul. Meanwhile, hundreds of people from the adjacent neighborhood of Al-Sama streamed out of the area, some holding white flags. The United Nations Security Council is expressing concern about reports that Islamic State forces are removing civilians from their homes in Mosul and relocating them to places where they are being used as human shields. Iraqi forces say they are advancing on the southern part of the city. The Russian Defense Ministry said Wednesday it would observe a humanitarian pause on Friday to allow both rebels and civilians to leave the embattled city of Aleppo. A Russian spokesman says the moratorium has been approved by Syrian officials. He said rebels would be allowed to leave the city via 2 new corridors, one leading to the Turkish border and the other to the city of Idlib. The rebels will not be required to surrender their weapons, but Reuters reports the rebels are rejecting demands that they withdraw. 6 other exits out of the city will be available to civilians who wish to evacuate. Amnesty International says its staff in the Moscow branch arrived at work Wednesday morning to find their offices sealed with a notice from municipal officials warning people not to enter. The international rights group said the locks on the doors of its office in the Russian capital had been changed and that no explanation had been given. Amnesty International Europe director John Dalhuizen said he hoped that there was a simple administrative explanation. A Kremlin spokesman said he knew nothing about the office closure. Amnesty on Tuesday called on Russian authorities to investigate allegations of torture made by a jailed protester. This is VOA News.